This is KUT. Today we're starting a project called On My Block, Voices from 12th and Chacon. There was a time when African Americans were forced to live in parts of East Austin. 12th Street later became part of a thriving hub of black life in Austin. Then it declined, and for years, the intersection of 12th and Chacon was synonymous with drugs. But in recent years, police have cracked down on crime there, and the neighborhood has been the latest to see the wave of change brought by wealthier residents moving in, pushing many longtime residents out. We recently spent a day at each of the corners at 12th and Chacon to hear how people are experiencing the changes there.
I'm Audrey Malinchi. It's about 2 o'clock. I'm on the southwest corner of 12th and Chacon. And the thing that really strikes me about this corner is this marquee that's right on the corner. It's owned by the church about a half a block down Mission Possible, Austin. And right now I'm looking at it and there's a bunch of things scrolling by. Bible study, Wednesday, 10 to 11 a.m. It says food vendors and there's an arrow. It says coffee room, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, 9 to 12. The marquee scrolls on, promising a bunch of activity. I head to find some.
We do a ton of stuff. We do free pregnancy tests, free ultrasounds. We provide baby clothes, diapers, wipes, maternity clothes, shoes.
Katie Matthews works at the Chacon Pregnancy Resource Center, housed in Mission Possible. It's the early afternoon. The center's empty. Matthews and I tiptoe around boxes filled with donations.
Clothes, formula, diapers.
And a closet stacked floor to ceiling.
It's our room full of baby clothes right now that we use.
That's a lot of baby clothes.
It is extensive. So we have a ton of donations, not a lot of space.
I leave Matthews to her work and head out, back to the large parking lot that dominates the southwest corner. One bus runs east on 12th Street, another south on Chacon. But other than that, it's pretty dead.
No one really out here.
The marquee is the only form of life. It blinks away as I talk to myself. But then, I hear something. The lunch hour is winding down, and Tiberio Cruz runs one of two food trucks parked in this parking lot owned by the church. He shows me the day's menu.
I have a chicken tinga, and it's marinated with chipotle peppers and ancho peppers, and honey, and some other spices.
Cruz has lived in Austin for 25 years, but he's been serving food at this corner for just 4 months. I ask him, why here?
I think this area reflects what Austin is. You know, I mean, I know Austin is changing all around, but it's Austin is like a very eclectic town that welcomes people from all walks of life.
And why now?
Well, this area was a very dangerous area, according to police reports and all that, and it has changed a lot.
I leave Cruz to close up, and when I do, I'm left to the marquee again. It scrolls on like some sort of silent preacher. And that's when I realize I'm missing a huge part of this corner, the church. There was no one there when I stopped by. Lucky for me, believers don't stray too far.
Glory to God. I can't take none of the credit. Oh, it's all glory to God.
And this guy's a real believer.
Bam, you've been blessed.
I met Anthony Bunton on the sidewalk near this corner. He had dropped by the church to get a suit jacket and shirt a friend put aside for him. Bunton tells me he's homeless and a recovering addict. He sleeps at the Arch downtown, though he tells me he just signed a lease on a new place. And on life, apparently.
Life is good. Life is good. Life is what we make it.
Bunton goes to a mass hosted by Mission Possible. But it's not just any service. It's held under the I-35 bridge at 6th Street for the homeless who congregate there. Bunton says he's going to wear his new suit jacket to mass. Although, nice dress is never mandatory.
The Lord says, come as he is. Like, look, I'll come down there in some flip-flops, you know, chewing on a jawbreaker, you know, nappy head, you know, cold still in my eyes, and, you know, ain't brushed my teeth. And I'm telling you, I guarantee you, I'm going to get blessed the same.
Amen. Bunton continues on to the bus stop at the top of the corner. He'll take the bus downtown to the library to escape the heat. It's late afternoon now, and rush hour traffic begins to pack the streets. And the marquee above me keeps scrolling on. On the southwest corner of 12th and Chacon, I'm Audrey McGlinchey.